The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, age-related macular degeneration, AMD, is an eye disease that can blur your central vision. It's the number one cause of sight loss in the over 50s. I'm joined now by Mark Cahill, consultant eye surgeon with the Irish College of Ophthalmologists. Good morning, Mark.
Pat, good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Now, tell me about AMD and just how common is it?
Sure. So if we go back to the eye, your eye does two things. It focuses light from the outside, and the light hits a layer called the retina, which turns light into electricity. The center of the retina is called the macula, and the retina is transparent, and it sits on pigment. And as we get older, that pigment gets thin, and that's called macular degeneration. The thin pigment is associated with little yellow spots that appear. And if you look at our population, about 5% of people over the age of 50 have macular degeneration, but 13% of people over 75 have it. And of course, we're getting healthier, but also we're living a lot longer. And if you look at figures in 2020, about 14% of people were over 65, and it was projected that 20% of people would be over 65 in 2031. But I think we're a little ahead of that figure because our population has gone up a little faster than we expected. Mm. So it's going to be a big problem in the future.
So even today, what is the estimate of the total numbers of people who have macular degeneration now?
So macular degeneration, over 100,000 people have it. Thankfully, most people have a dry form of it, which they may not even know they have.
So there are two. Obviously, if there's dry, there's probably wet AMD as well.
Yes.
So what's the difference between the two?
So for the dry part is where you have pigment thinning and yellow spots appearing. And in one of 10 people who have those signs, they develop a fluid under the retina, which is sometimes due to blood vessels growing, and sometimes the fluid, we're not sure why it accumulates. But in those 10% of people who get the wet macular degeneration form, they start to see distortion, and sometimes the distortion is associated with reduction in their central vision.
Now, first of all, can you prevent it? And if someone is late in diagnosis of it, so you already have it, can you treat it?
Well, the only way to prevent it is to get younger, so
okay.
probably not. But you can certainly have a healthy lifestyle, and you can take pigment supplements that help the retinal pigment to deal with some of the changes in our immune system as we get older. If the key thing is understanding that if you see distortion, that you seek help, that you get a full eye exam, because if you do have wet macular degeneration and get timely treatment, it's very effective and can prevent vision loss in about 9 out of 10 people who need the treatment.
So the treatment, you say it's a pigment supplement. Is it something that you eat then?
Yeah, so the pigments in our macula come from, we're not sure where they come embryologically, but you can't get enough of them in your diet. They're yellow and green pigments. And the pigment supplements come from marigolds that are farmed predominantly in Mexico and harvested like wheat. They're ground up and they come in a supplement. And it was shown in a study in Ireland must be 15 years ago, that if you take those pigments, that it can increase the pigment in the center of your retina. So that's really a recommendation for people with dry macular degeneration, that they should keep a healthy diet. If they're smoking, stop smoking. Look after the blood pressure and consider taking pigment supplements.
Now, what's the chemical name or the product name, without mentioning a particular manufacturer, of this pigment supplement?
So they're carotenoids, and you need three carotenoids, really. One of them, and the best known one that people will often mention, is lutein, but there's two others. One is called zeaxanthin and mesozeaxanthin. So we call those Z and MZ. And it's thought that the MZ is actually an important trigger to allow the pigments be absorbed by the eye from your bloodstream into your eye. So those three pigments, lutein, MZ, and Z, are essential.
And can you get those three all in one pill?
Yes, you can. And most of them, there's three that have it, and it's important to look at the side of the supplements to make sure that those constituent parts are in it. Some of them just have lutein and zeaxanthin. They're missing the MZ part.
Okay, so you need lutein, you need Z, and you need MZ. Now, if you don't do anything about it, how many of that 100,000 cohort who currently have AMD, how many of them will actually lose their sight completely?
Well, there's two pathways to losing the vision. The first one is the short-term one where you have the, we'll say the 100,000, the 1 in 10 who are going to develop wet macular degeneration. And so that is actually a big demand on our healthcare service and for eye care providers to try and treat those patients. They are making a chemical in their eye called vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF, and we inject patients with wet macular degeneration with an anti-VEGF medicine. And that's highly successful. It's been around for 20 years, and with proper treatment at a correct interval, it's very effective.
So that goes straight into the eye?
It sounds crazy. It goes straight through the white of your eye. It goes inside the eye, and it's a liquid. And when you have the medicine injected into your eye, when you look out, it looks a bit like an egg white. And that sensation of the egg white lasts for a day or two after you've had the injection.
Okay, so sort of milkiness, and then it goes. People would imagine that, you know, injecting into the eye is some sort of sadistic torture. But, I mean, anyone who's had laser eye surgery will know that you can get anesthetic drops for the eye and you feel nothing.
Well, yeah, most people, it is amazing when you say to people the first time their face drops, or if they have, you know, a relative with them, both their faces drop, going, are you serious? But if you talk to people who have the injections, the eye is anesthetized. And, you know, after the first injection, most people find that they're able to manage well. Most people don't really describe pain when they have the injection. It's more like a pressure. And of course, you have a very strong reflex to close your eyes when somebody comes near them. So helping people by reducing their anxiety makes the injection easier.
Some of the texts coming in, it's a horrible condition. My mother-in-law has it. Treatment at the start was steroids, but they didn't last. That's from Joe.
Yes, so steroid, originally we thought that steroids might help, but they're not as effective as the anti-VEGF injections. And you know, Joe is right. It's a huge challenge because as we live longer, your good vision gives you independence, and it's very difficult as we get older and more frail. If your vision is poor, it is a big challenge.
A couple of general questions to you as an expert ophthalmologist. Do phone and tablet screens harm our eyes long term?
There's no evidence that the light itself damages our vision, and it's not shown. Phone light is not associated with changing our circadian rhythm. It may make you more active at nighttime so that you can't sleep because you're thinking of something. But interestingly, using a phone as a young child is a bit like reading, and it's associated with becoming short-sighted later. So there is some concerns that there's going to be an epidemic of short-sightedness. Because children are using tablets very early and have long periods of time using a tablet. So
And people use their phones, you know, maybe only 10 centimeters or 15 centimeters from their eyes.
Yes, and so that's a type of a reading function, a near vision thing. So for adults, probably no problem. But for children, the jury is out as whether or not we should be restricting reading on a, you know, playing games because it's a type of near vision.
Yeah. Another one. I get red eyes or bloodshot eyes from time to time if I'm very tired or stressed. Is there something you can get over the counter that's safe? It doesn't cause me any pain, but it's quite unsightly, says that texter.
Yeah, I think that one of the things is any lubricant that has no preservative is good for a red eye in both eyes when you're tired. It's probably that the tear film is breaking down when you're tired or you've done a lot of reading. You're not closing your eyes. You tend to stare at a screen because the screen itself is refreshing and moving. So your brain keeps your eyes open a little longer.
So that's the problem, that you're not tearing up enough by blinking. You're not blinking enough, basically. A question, why are so many more children getting glasses these days, and can those issues correct themselves?
Well, that's a good question. One of the reasons children are getting glasses, there's a couple of reasons. One, we're much better at detecting children who need glasses because they have astigmatism where the front of the eye is not is irregularly curved, or that they may have a weak eye. So that's being picked up earlier. One of them may be just what I alluded to, the fact that screen use is making children more short-sighted. We're also more aware, though, that children at school, they need to have good vision so they can keep up with their peer group. So that may just be that we're more aware.
I imagine that teachers are much more alert at picking up someone who appears to be, the old word used to be slow, which is a terrible word, but it was because they actually couldn't see what was going on half the time.
Yeah, and when you're short-sighted, I'm short-sighted. I remember I can remember the room where I first got my glasses. I was aged 8, and I couldn't believe that there was leaves on trees. So, I mean, it is an epiphany when you can actually see and things are in focus.
And a final question from John in Cork. Any cures in the pipeline for macular besides the pill of eternal youth?
Well, the injection has been revolutionary for people. It has revolutionized. So that's our baseline now, is to maintain if you get wet macular degeneration. The big research at the moment is trying to figure out how to stop the dry macular degeneration changing. So there's a lot of research going on. I'm involved with a big research project with Trinity. It's called EYE-D, and we're trying to figure out the role of the retina and the pigment and how they interact with a view to trying to get new treatments to stop this pigment thinning as we get older. So there's a lot of exciting research going on at the moment.
Mark Cahill, consultant eye surgeon with the Irish College of Ophthalmologists. Mark, fascinating stuff, and thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.